Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Noah Lane was brought up in Queensland, Australia, but he's a local now in Bundoran. He surfs and owns a cafe here, but his wife is here as well, baker, Ballyshannon woman, Tara McGuinness. You're both very welcome. Tara, you're from out the N15, isn't it? Out north
of here.
Yeah,
just Ballyshannon.
A couple of minutes out the road.
Next town, yeah.
And what's Ballyshannon like now in relation to Bundoran? Are they enemies or are they get along?
Maybe slightly, yeah. It's a bit sleepier than here, but...
Is it?
Yeah. Well, except when the Rory Gallagher's on, there's a big festival and it that's when it wakens up, yeah. So...
It's just like a festival every other weekend.
Yeah.
Part of the word. This is where you met this man, Noah. Welcome as well. Yeah. You're from Australia.
I am, yeah.
How did you meet this lovely woman?
We actually met in the field right behind us here during sea sessions.
Okay, yeah, steady on. It's the hour of the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, the sea
sessions. Yeah, during the sea sessions music festival, nothing untoward. But it was 2013. So
2013. Well, congratulations together. And did you rock up to her and throw a one-liner, or what, how did this love story begin?
I was here for the surfing competition that was part of that. I met Tara, met a bunch of my close friends now, my business partner now. And
you were just visiting here?
I was just visiting, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And never left?
Never left, yeah. Yeah.
Irish woman.
So kicked off. What was going on in your life at the time, Tara?
I was probably working down in Galway, actually. I was working in a pharmacy down there. So I was actually living down there and commuting back and forth. But one of my best friends owns a hostel in town. So Noah was staying there. And I met him there. So.
And where did all the baking come into it then?
I just started doing it through COVID. It was like a home project. And then made my own starter, started making sourdough. And then Noah had the cafe. So because the cafe wasn't open, I kind of moved in there. And it kind of blew up then. So. I'm kind of only doing it one day a week now, so it's great, it's going great.
Things are busy. Tell us who your friend is that you set up the cafe with.
So Gerald Arbuckle is my business partner now, and Adam Cross originally as well. It's probably 6 years now, and it's going great. So.
Foam,
yeah.
Foam is the name of the cafe.
That's it, yeah.
It's open right now, and people are
finally
waking up in Bundoran and going in.
That's it.
But you're a serious surfer.
I am,
It's people are kind of going, but Queensland, Australia, they're the places people surf. What would you be doing out here in the freezing cold in the northwest of Ireland?
I said earlier, it's one of the it's one of the best places in the world to come surfing. It's got something for everyone this time of year. There's amazing beginner waves for people to learn to surf, and then through the kind of autumn winter months, there's as good a waves as anywhere else in the world. So
those beginner waves now would terrify most of us. What's the difference between the big wave surfer and the regular wave surfer, whatever that's called?
I guess it's all in the name. Big wave surfer, sort of Mullaghmore Headland just down the road is one of the a world renowned big wave spot. Waves get really massive there in the winter, and it's one of the best places in the world.
There would be kind of 30, 40 foot waves.
Can be, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah.
You go out in the dead of winter.
Yeah, try our best, yeah.
Scary to watch.
Say, are you a surfer, Tara?
I haven't surfed since I had the babies, but I'm the baby wave surfer. Yeah, definitely baby waves, not Mullaghmore. No.
Because it's a busy homestead now.
Yes, we've got one 16 month called Arlo, and I have another one on the way.
Yeah. 16 month.
Yeah.
Got the sympathy of everyone listening.
I know, but sure, if you're changing nappies now, you may as well keep going.
I was talking to someone recently who's expecting the second, and they say there's no nap time when the second one is in the way.
And I've been so sick, so I'm just I have to keep going.
You look really well now.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. But I think I'm on the other side of it now. I'm into the second trimester, so a bit more energy and a bit more life. And I can eat food.
Just because you're baking some lovely stuff that you brought with you today.
Donuts and sourdough.
Donuts and sourdough. And you're just baking quite a lot. Is that a very...
Yeah, I only do donuts on a Sunday. I do it one day a week because I am working like full time, and then I bake bread for the boys as well. So
okay, so that's going at home. You with the babies and Noah, because you had a bad accident recently, didn't you, out to sea?
Yeah, I did. The start of March at Mullaghmore as well. I hit the reef, the rocks on the bottom, fractured my pelvis and opened my head up, but yeah, I'm thankfully okay now. I'm all recovered for the most part, and yeah, no kind of lasting effects. So probably more traumatic for everyone else than it was for me. But, yeah.
Is that rare?
Yeah, that was quite a serious injury. That was the worst injury I've ever had. So
you're thrown up and lashed. And yeah. Explain your injuries. Did you break some of your lower back?
I fractured in the lower part of my back and sort of some other stuff in my pelvis and I hit my head. I had 7 staples in my head and
huge cut in his head.
A concussion and
but you're standing here beside us. What you look like?
He's about to go to Indonesia as well in 2 days.
Let's say, will you ever go back into the water again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. Maybe at Mullaghmore when the waves are big. We'll see. Maybe. See how I feel then, but
wear a little helmet.
Yeah, I might wear a helmet. Yeah.
Where were
my
you
instructions?
When you got that call?
I was actually out for a walk with the baby, and I remember getting the call, and like we've never got a call like that before, and it just the world kind of stops. But then you just go into like, no, it was scary. He thinks it's just like,
shaking his head.
La, la, la. But no, it was really scary. It was scary to go to hospital and see him like, you know, strapped up on spinal and for a few hours. So. But yeah, he came back really quick.
And it's a remarkable recovery, really.
Yeah, it's fast.
Lucky in a lot of ways.
Tara, you've kind of seen enormous changes here in the Northwest, haven't you, in the last few months? How trendy has it become now? Are there a lot of youngsters flocking to this part of the world?
Definitely. I think since COVID, we've had a big change in, you know, people coming maybe from the cities. It's a bit cheaper to live here, a bit cheaper to buy homes. And we definitely have loads of friends who have started really kind of unique and trendy businesses here. So we've got one of our friends has like Boys and Gulls, like some of our friends have like restaurants in like Strand Hill and Downings and then round.
They're all connected these parts.
All surfers. Yeah.
I was talking to some people, they're looking for more and more investment in Bundoran, and you could do it, really is. We need more and more trendy places. You're probably saying, no, I want to be the only one.
Oh no, it's great. Like, of course, yeah. It's
the more the better.
Yeah, and it's such a, like, there's so much amazing, you know, natural there's the mountains, there's the ocean, there's a lot to offer here for people. So
yeah, we're really lucky.
Yeah, it is really, really an amazing place to be. So,
foam is the hot tip for us in Bundoran.
Go to foam.
Especially the Adonis, but they're only made on a Sunday, so you have to get here on a Monday. Yeah. With Tara McGuinness and husband Noah Lane, look after yourself now, be safe in the water.
Thanks
and best
so
luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very
in
much,
the coming months.
Yeah.